Well, here we go again. I try to do this three or four times a year, and I try to approach it from a different angle each time, hoping that I hook somebody once in a while. This particular approach I'm just going to call small, but meaningful ways to help our environment. And yes, we all can't do all of these, but if it fits and it helps, give it a try. I've been back several months now, but I spent several months also up in the Washington, D.C., Fairfax, in a real, what I call an urban area. And it gave me still another look I hadn't seen in years at our environment and how we can deal with it. When you see the news about destructive oil spills and power outages that are devastating, you might wonder what you can do to contribute to a difference. However, as an individual, man or woman, or even up and coming boys and girls that are going to become the men and ladies of the next generation, all of us can do our part to lead a more eco-friendly lifestyle. Like, for instance, buying fewer plastic packaged goods, conserving energy, of course, trying to reduce carbon emissions. So here's 8 or 10 small but meaningful ways that you can do your little help, your part to improve our environment. And here's the first lesson I learned living up there. Sometimes it's just nice to give up a driver's seat in your car, especially if it reduces your carbon footprint and, of course, gas emissions that promote poor air quality and breathing conditions, and I do sort of have some. So do your part. When you can, take a bus, a train, a subway, a streetcar, or commute with a crew to work or school or in the same car. Carpool is what I would call it. I did notice in the neighborhood I was living in, a lot of people, they even had parking areas where they could park and all get together and then go to work, come back. The next week, somebody else, I guess it's again called carpooling. And it was very effective. I left a good number of cars sitting all day instead of running around all over the city. Next, think about your travel. Trips to the mall contribute to gas emissions if you drive, and plastic consumption if every item you buy is packed in a plastic bag, not to mention the energy it takes to power every store in that local mall wherever you are. However, if you shop online, you can save the planet many, many stresses simultaneously by shopping comfortably and environmentally consciously from your own home. And boy, did I get good at that while I was up there. And again, for those who have listened to me for years, this is the top of my list. Walk or cycle. If you're trying to be more environmentally conscious, there's nothing like getting right in the mess. I call it the wind in my hair, the sun on my face, and the pavement or the earth under my feet. And it's true. Walking for most of you, which I don't do well, or cycling to work or to school or to social outings, not a little bit, but significantly reduces gas emissions and energy consumptions compared to driving your car. Pedaling it will also challenge you to buy things closer to home and thus shop locally. And if this is not on your list, almost everybody could do this with a little effort. Compost your waste. You don't have to toss all of your garbage in the trash. In fact, you can be more eco-friendly and cut your contribution of trash that goes to the landfills by just starting a compost bin, or rather by recycling food and biodegradable nutrients back to the earth one way or another. And if you're a gardener, compost enriches the soil with nutrients, and they'll grow even better tomatoes and herbs right there in your own yard if you just have a little space to do it. And here's another thing I learned to do that I was not very good at, although I thought I was at the time, and that's telecommute. It's pretty obvious how working from home versus working in an office saves energy. First, your company can save energy in the form of lights, computers, and more from staffing a huge office building. Secondly, you cut your carbon emissions because you don't have to drive to the office and back every day. Even if your company isn't open to this telecommuting every day, see if you can't get them to do it a few times a week, or set up a co-working space closer to home with other co-workers who live near enough for you to either walk or, again, ride a bicycle. And another interesting thing that fits into this category that I had not had to do, and this is something that I hate to say, COVID did something good for us, but I'm only going to about half of the doctor's appointments that I went to in years past. I have teleconferences, except for my physical, which is the only reason I go to a doctor, except for keeping up with my health. Now I just telecommunicate, if that's the word, with them. And it works just as good, saves them money, saves me money. Really, really easy on the environment. And you accomplish the same thing. Most of the time, the doctor's there as a consultant. That's just a very, very different way to handle that particular situation. And though I never thought about it till I had to move up there for a while, reduce product packaging whenever you can. And this is a tough one that's going to take some practice. It was a little harder than I thought. But over those 5 or 6 months I was there, I consciously started buying products with minimal to no packaging. Bulk foods, as loose products. When it's not possible, let's say toilet paper, I seek out the products that definitely show on the package that it's recycled. You can always confirm eco-friendly packaging by checking the label or buying products packaged that has certain kinds of lower volume cardboard as its packaging product. And the reason I choose cardboard is now with the new glues and everything, part cardboard is basically totally compostable. And this is one I approached that I even had a little trouble with my own daughter because she's trying to be a minimalist and not hoard things. But think about saving your glass jars and to some degree some of the plastic jars depending on what you're going to put in them. Well, I used to recycle all of my jam, soup, and peanut butter jars. Now I wash them clean and save them to store my bulk foods in. Cereals, pickles, coffees, cat food, everything can all go into jars. You're always safe to use clean glass jars, unless they're cracked, of course. However, with plastic, be sure to confirm the reuse on the bottom of the jar so you don't risk using something that might have some toxic leakage. Remember these numbers, 2, 4, and 5, 245. If that number on the bottom is a 2, a 4, or a 5, it indicates that they're definitely safe, usable plastic products. 2, 4, and 5. And another thing I noticed up there that sort of surprised me, I'm in the middle of urban, but there are actually, in the area, more farmers markets than I ever see down here where I am in this part of Texas right now. So instead of getting lost in these giant super chain markets as often, I found myself at locals farmers markets. And in many cases, especially my daughter encouraged me this, buying directly from the farm, it was a really better way to shop for fresh fruits, meats, eggs, dairy products, preserves, a lot of veggies. I feel really good about buying locally grown foods. And if they aren't too distant, go to the farm yourself. But a number of these farms now, if they on a monthly or a weekly plan, were actually bringing the food to us, a much more efficient thing because they had truckloads and they just delivered in whole areas right to your front door. It was very convenient and you got the freshest of real fresh fruits and vegetables right from the farm. And I already dealt with this, but in this same show period, if you're listening to the whole show, you're going to catch this twice. I call it carrying a traveler. About that I mean, carry along a reusable coffee cup or a glass to work, to school, wherever you go. If you're like me, a person, I purchase a couple times a day something to drink while I'm on the road. Sometimes coffee if it's early in the morning from a cafe, or doesn't matter what. I used to use the cups they gave you. Now I save, I've added it up, 10 or 12 cups I would have used 5 years ago, which incidentally, think about that. That's 40 or 50 a month. That's about 500 containers a year I save by doing one thing, carrying my own containers with me. Now I'm actually using a thing called the Clean Canteen or something like it. It's stainless steel. Clumsy enough, I used to use glass, and glass is perfectly fine, but I'm not as careful. I don't mean to be, but I just, to be very honest, I've lost one eye. I'm not walking as good as I was. I'm getting up there. The stainless clean canteen has worked perfectly for me. And there's a final note that's not even a part of this, but it is. I've always off and on in my life, done regular exercise for years. As a matter of fact, for 14 years. I went to a gym 3 times a week. I got to thinking about that. The gym I went to was 10 or 12 miles from my house times 2 directions. 20 miles to go work out for an hour or so. Well, now I have a little exercise system, very inexpensive. And if you haven't tried them, they're amazing. I have these elastic bands. You can do anything with them. All I want is regular exercise. I don't need to be lifting heavy weights anymore or anything. Add that up. 3 times a week, times a month, times 10 miles each way, 20 miles. That's hundreds of miles a month to go and work out. I now do that locally. I ride my bike locally. I do my exercise. Actually, I happen to do better at home than having to. It was such a pain to go. Some people say they don't work out as well at home. They have to go to the gym to sort of get in the mood. Well, you just have to learn to get over that. Once you do, you're saving a lot of money. You can get as much exercise or as little as you want. You can get really intense. They have some of these super expensive things that'll work you out, make you work out probably better than you ever did working out on your own. I don't justify the expense for those, nor can I afford them, as a matter of fact. But just my bands and my bike get me probably more rounded out exercise than I was doing back when I thought I was going to, build my muscles, which I only worry about now, keeping them in tone. So anyway, that's just a few things that I'd like to bring up that I try to do this a couple of different ways each year because each one of us mean a little bit to the environment that's around us. The LED light bulbs, I always tell you to change. The exercise program to bring it home. Carrying the clean canteen or anything, a glass jar, whatever you want to use that's reusable and not making another object to go into the trash every day is helpful to the environment times millions of us. So give it a thought. Change one of these things every week until you've sort of readjusted how your daily and weekly regime goes. You'll be amazed. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters.